Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation joining us after this.
It's coming up Saturday, May 5th at 1 p.m., the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Drought Reduction Female Sale at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Now the sale will feature 220 head, limousine, limb flex cow-calf pairs, and the offering includes 60 heifer calves with several of those show heifer prospects. For more information, call 580-597-3006 or go online to hallchr.com for a complete catalog. The Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Drought Reduction Female Sale, May 5th at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
If you're gonna dig a hole, call Oki. It's the thing to do, you know. Call Oki.
You can request to locate 24 hours a day at www.calloki.com or dial 811.
You know just what to do before you dig that swimming pool or plant that tree. Call 1-800-522-OKIE. Call Oki.
About a week ago, we got news from USDA that we had found a fourth cow with BSE, otherwise known as mad cow disease in these United States, this time a 10-year-old dairy cow from Central California, an atypical case of BSE. At this point, a partial import ban by Indonesia remains the only official change in market access for U.S. beef, although there are rumblings that Thailand may follow suit, at least to some extent. While the Indonesian decision is disappointing, U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Phil Tsang says it's not totally unexpected and it's not all due just to the fears of BSE.
We're pleased with the response of the international markets to what happened last week. The only market that we have officially closed at this point is Indonesia. Thailand has informally said that they're very close to closing, pending what can be discovered as far as the USDA's report. Indonesia has been trying to become more self-sufficient for a long time. And what we've seen here recently is, and the current government they have there, that they've really taken this to the extreme. And so we see that the closure has much more to do with them being more self-sufficient and trying to keep foreign competition out. So we see much more involved in Indonesia than just the actual occurrence of last week.
Now, around the Pacific Rim, while some of the countries may officially remain open, Phil Tsang says there is a challenge of making sure consumers are confident in U.S. beef.
The fact that we have so few markets that were close to us is very encouraging, but then we have the public side of it that really is going to take more time to do some reassurances to consumers in a lot of these markets. Number one is we try to work with all the key opinion leaders in the market, which would be the press, it would be bloggers, social media, it would be with the leading retailers and food service to make sure that even if the government says the market is open, they have to make an internal decision based on their information. And so we're trying to provide them as much information as we can about the case and about the multiple hurdles and the interlocking safeguards that we have in the production process to give them the assurances that it's fine for them to keep their supermarkets or restaurants open.
Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, of course, problematic, the lack of traceability that we've got to get quickly back to the birth origin of this animal, to find cohorts from that time frame with her, and, of course, to find her offspring as well. That's what USDA folks are trying to figure out right now, along with the California Department of Agriculture as well. The quicker they're able to get that information together and be able to get it out publicly, that will be taking care of some of the worries out there internationally among our customers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, May 5th, Glover Auctioneers presents the B&E Cattle Company's replacement female sale. Now, it's going to start at 11 a.m., 3.5 miles east of Duncan, Oklahoma, at the Chisholm Trail Agri-Service Center. Now, selling over 400 high-quality cow-calf pairs, including more than 200 three-year-old quality Angus females. For more information, just call 580-467-5462, or you can go to auctionzip.com. That's auctionzip.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.